Welcome to Seeking Alpha's Wall Street Breakfast, your daily source of market news and analysis. Subscribe to this podcast on Apple Podcasts, Google Podcasts, Spotify, and Stitcher. Good morning. Today is Wednesday, November 13th, and I'm your host, Steve Brown. Our top stories today: Powell heads to Capitol Hill, Trump speech and auto tariff deadline, and made in Germany. Leading today's news: another big speech is on the horizon today, this time from Federal Reserve Chairman Jerome Powell, who will speak to the Congressional Joint Economic Committee about the current economic outlook. The last time we heard from Powell, the Fed had cut interest rates for the third time this year, and he signaled that moves to ease monetary policy could be nearing a pause. Dow futures are off 113 points ahead of the 11 a.m. testimony. On the data front, there will be closely watched CPI numbers this morning, though they are not expected to show inflation rising enough to change the Fed's outlook. In other news, investors on Tuesday were focused on comments from President Trump, who spoke at the Economic Club of New York but didn't deliver any specifics on trade developments. Trump said a significant Phase 1 trade deal could happen soon, but reiterated that the U.S. will substantially raise tariffs on Chinese goods if no deal is struck between the two countries. He also criticized EU trade policies before a deadline tomorrow to decide on whether to raise tariffs on European and Japanese carmakers. Just weeks after beginning trial production of cars in China, Tesla has announced the location of its second factory outside the USA, Berlin, Germany. The location, to be named Gigafactory 4, will build batteries, powertrains, and vehicles, starting with the Model Y. Watching the news closely is Volkswagen, as the new facility will be built in the automaker's backyard. The German group previously announced plans to invest 30 billion euros to electrify its entire product lineup over the next 4 years. Hong Kong Exchanges and Clearing has reportedly approved a secondary listing for Alibaba in the city, a share sale that could raise $10 to $15 billion. A week-long roadshow may begin as soon as this week, with pricing and the start of trading in the weeks after that. Alibaba reported a 40% rise in quarterly sales earlier this month, and on Monday set another record for its annual Singles Day event, selling $38.3 billion worth of merchandise. Encouraged by low funding costs amid narrowing credit risk premiums, U.S. drug maker AbbVie has sold the largest block of bonds of the year to finance its $83 billion takeover of rival Allergan. $30 billion was raised from investors clamoring for investment-grade debt in a bond offering split across 10 different maturities from 18 months to 30 years. The deal was the biggest bond offering since CVS raised $40 billion in March last year to fund its takeover of Aetna, and ranked as the fourth largest bond sale ever completed. AbbVie is down 1.5% pre-market. Nike is going to stop selling directly on Amazon's website, ending a pilot program that began in 2017 in exchange for stricter counterfeit policing and restrictions on unsanctioned sales. Retail unease? Signals suggest the company is going even more aggressively after e-commerce sales following the hiring of ex-eBay chief executive officer John Donahoe as its next CEO. Nike will still continue to use Amazon Web Services to power its apps and Nike.com services. German Chancellor Angela Merkel is urging the EU to claim digital sovereignty by developing its own platform to manage data and reduce its reliance on cloud services run by Amazon, Microsoft, and Google. "So many companies have just outsourced all their data to U.S. companies," she told German business leaders. "I'm not saying that's bad in and of itself. I just mean that the value-added products that come out of that, with the help of artificial intelligence, will create dependencies that I'm not sure are a good thing." Hong Kong's Hang Seng Index sank another 2% today as the five-month-old anti-government movement takes an increasingly violent turn. Gasoline bombs and fires lit up the night at the prominent Chinese University of Hong Kong, while tear gas was again fired in the heart of the business and financial district. Chief Executive Carrie Lam said last night the protesters wouldn't achieve their goals through violence, and Security Chief John Lee warned of unthinkable consequences if it continues. The U.S. shale revolution will reshape global energy markets in the years to come, according to the IEA's annual World Energy Outlook. In fact, the country will account for 85% of the increase in global oil production to 2030, which will rise to 19 million barrels a day and push down the share of global oil market held by OPEC members and Russia to 47%, from 55% in the mid-2000s. Countries whose economies are exclusively reliant on oil and gas reserves are facing serious challenges, said Fatih Birol, the IEA's executive director. As of 6:20 a.m. today, U.S. futures, crude oil, and gold are all set to open in the red. On today's economic calendar, the Consumer Price Index is out at 8:30 a.m. Eastern Time. If you enjoyed today's podcast, please be sure to rate and review it below. Your feedback is deeply appreciated. That concludes today's Wall Street Breakfast. Thank you for listening. For the best investment analysis and news on the web, go to SeekingAlpha.com. Subscribe to this podcast on Apple Podcasts, Google Podcasts, Spotify, and Stitcher. You can sign up for our other podcasts, Behind the Idea, Essay for FAs, Let's Talk ETFs, the Cannabis Investing Podcast, and Marketplace Roundtable on those platforms as well. Have a great day.